六名嘅民主党参选人喺贸易、医疗同外交政策上意见分歧。特朗普总统以及最近与伊朗嘅紧张关系亦受到好多嘅批评。
We have lost our standing in the region. We have lost the support of our allies. The next president has to be able to pull those folks back together.
前美国副总统拜登话：美国已经失去咗喺该地区嘅地位，美国失去咗盟友嘅支持。新的总统必须能够将这些人拉回到美国的阵营。费蒙特州联邦参议员桑德斯批评拜登支持伊拉克战争。桑德斯说他担心与伊朗的对抗会变得更坏。
And right now, what I fear very much is we have a president who is lying again and could drag us into a war that is even worse than the war in Iraq.
桑德斯说现在他非常的担心。他们会有一个再次讲大话的总统，而且可能将美国拖入一场比伊拉克战争更坏的战争。前印第安纳州南本德市市长退伍军人皮特布洛吉格亦都表示担忧。
If we can continue to remain engaged without having an endless commitment of ground troops, but what's going on right now is the president's actually sending more.
布蒂吉格说，他们可以继续接触，无需地面部队无休止的承诺。但是目前的情况是，总统实际上正在派遣更多的军队。一些参选人希望减少美国在中东的驻军。麻萨诸塞州联邦参议员伊利沙伯·沃伦说，现在是从阿富汗撤出美国军队的时候。
No one has a solution and an end point. We need to get our combat troops out. They are not helping create more safety for the United States or the region.
沃伦说，没人有解决的办法和终结点。美国需要将美国的战斗部队撤出来，因为他们无助于为美国或该地区创造更多的安全。对英文附庸和政治新人汤姆·斯泰尔来说，现在是对国家安全采取崭新战略的时候。
It isn't so much about experience, it's about judgment. If you've been listening to this, what we are hearing is 20 years of mistakes by the American government in the Middle East.
斯泰尔说，这个并不太关乎经验，而是判断力。如果你一直在听，大家听到的是美国政府在中东20年的错误。民主党人还就谁最有能力在选举中击败特朗普总统争论不休。沃伦试图打消女性候选人处于劣势地位的观点。
Can a woman beat Donald Trump? Look at the men on this stage. Collectively, they have lost 10 elections. The only people on this stage who have won every single election that they've been in are the women, Amy and me.
沃伦说，女人能否击败特朗普，看看这个舞台上的男人。他们总共输了10次的选举，在这个舞台上唯一赢得每一次选举的都是女性艾米和他本人。这个是爱奥华州选民在2月3号投票前进行的最后一场辩论。爱奥华州最先开始投票选举民主党总统候选人，在11月时迎战特朗普总统。美国之音的报道。